This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. 12 people got killed in road mishaps in Makwanpur and Rukum East, leaving 33 people injured. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba stresses need for NGOs and INGOs for being accountable to society. President Bidya Devi Bhandari highlights the roles of media for making upcoming federal and provincial elections successful. And Ukraine says it lost more than 55,000 personnel in the war against Russia. Now the news in detail. 7 people have been killed on the spot in a bus accident in Makwanpur district. The police chief of Makwanpur, Bamdev Gautam, informed that 7 people died on the spot and other 21 people got injured when the bus heading towards Hetonda from Kathmandu crashed in Bhimpedi Rural Municipality 6. As per the police report, 4 people among the injured are in critical condition and they had been sent to Kathmandu for the treatment. Likewise, 5 people were killed in a road accident involving a passenger bus in Gyangsi Bagar Obhumi Rural Municipality 3 in Rukum East yesterday. DSP at District Police Office Rukum East, Prakash Nagi, confirmed the deaths of 5 passengers, saying the bus heading towards Rukumkot from Kathmandu met with an accident yesterday. As per the police report, 12 people travelling on the bus were injured in the accident. The injured are undergoing treatment at Rukumpur Hospital. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba has stressed the need for the NGOs and INGOs of being accountable to society and people. Addressing a program organized by the Social Welfare Council on the 43rd Social Service Day yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba stressed proper monitoring and evaluation of NGOs and INGOs to make them service-oriented and accountable. Also speaking on the occasion, Women, Children and Senior Citizens Minister Umar Regmi said the government had been minutely studying for monitoring and evaluating the social organizations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba launched an online digital portal for the service delivery of the Social Welfare Council. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said the role of media will be crucial for conducting the November 20th federal and provincial election in a free, fear-free and impartial environment. Addressing an award distribution ceremony at Sheetal Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari said she would like to see the Nepali media's role in making the periodic election successful. In the program organized by the Press Council Nepal on its 53rd anniversary, President Bhandari urged the Press Council to remain alert regarding disinformation, saying a practice of misinforming people using technology had increased. Also speaking on the occasion, Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki reiterated the government commitment to holding the upcoming election in a free and fear-free environment. On the occasion, President Bhandari handed over the Gopal Das Journalism Award to senior journalist Hari Bahadur Thapa. The award carries a purse of 150,000 rupees and a certificate of appreciation. Likewise, this year's Surendra Bahadur Basnet Journalism Award was conferred to senior journalist Madhav Bhandari Bidrohi. The award carries a purse of 110,000 rupees. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has warned that no one has right to issue Nepali citizenships to foreigners. Speaking at a party's central office at Lalitpur yesterday, Chairman Oli said the institution of presidency should not be defamed. He further said his party would include the suggestions furnished by people in the party's election manifesto. Health and Population Minister Bhawani Prasad Kapung has said the government has launched the search and destroy campaign to control and prevent dengue infection. Speaking at a program at Reporters Club yesterday, Minister Kapung said the ministry led the campaign extensively up to ward level. He also claimed to have made agreement with pharmaceutical companies for preventing basic medicine shortages in the market. A delegation of the European Parliament came to Nepal yesterday for a two-day visit. A report by Kaushal Kimire.
European parliamentarians have said that Nepal has been performing well in progressive agendas such as social inclusion, climate action and democracy. The delegation of the European Parliament, led by the Vice President of the European Parliament, Evelyn Regne, arrived in Kathmandu on Thursday for a two-day visit to Nepal. Talking to Radio Nepal, member of the delegation Tomasz Jaczopski from Czech Republic said that Nepal had made noticeable progress in topics such as environment conservation, green energy and post-quake reconstruction.
I think you did a lot of progress in many things, and I can tell you what was before 5 years and now. Also, if you see, you are much more oriented for the nature. You are really much more responsible. Your recycling is higher and higher every year. In 5 years, it changed a lot. If you see the progress in the streets, 5 years ago, I was here after earthquake. Also, many cities were destroyed, but you rebuilt it.
Jaczopski said Nepal had also progressed as a functioning democracy and a mature country when it came to diplomacy.
Nepal, especially in Kathmandu, a lot of new energy. And it shows that you are a really healthy population, you are healthy people, and you have it everything in your hands. I think that generally, if you see the numbers, you made a lot of progress. But it's not only about economic, but we see it in the democratic values. You was voting in favor against Russia in the United Nations. You have to be proud. You are now on the side of democracy. And congratulations to Nepalese people.
During an interaction with youth at Nag Bahal in Patan, Vice President Regne said Nepal still faced challenges in sectors such as climate change and energy.
The energy question is very important. So to be as strong as possible on hydro plants, on really going for natural energy as much as possible, this is very important. Fighting climate change, I mean, it means also to what your society needs concerning sustainable agriculture, really to nourish the whole population, and of course to cooperate also globally, because we see it's not Nepal causing so many problems. You are the one suffering when the glaciers are melting, and fighting poverty, that means also to take women in the rural areas on board.
During their stay in Nepal, the European parliamentarians are scheduled to hold meetings with the top leaders of the major political parties, cabinet ministers, chief election commissioner, women politicians, leaders of the civil society and journalists. Kaushal Gimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Now on to some international news updates. Queues have sprung up along Russia's border as people attempt to leave the country to avoid a military call-up for the war in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial military mobilization on Wednesday, which could see 300,000 people summoned to serve in the war. The Kremlin says reports of fighting as people fleeing are exaggerated, but on the border with Georgia, miles-long queues of vehicles have formed, including people trying to escape the war. Meanwhile, the general staff of the Ukrainian army tweeted that the army has lost approximately 55,510 personnel since the start of the Russian invasion. An Al Jazeera report cites the Twitter handle that Ukraine lost 2,236 tanks and 4,776 armored personnel vehicles. Ukraine has admitted that the casualty toll increased by 400 in the past 24 hours. Likewise, in a rare admission of military loss, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Wednesday that 5,937 Russian soldiers have died in Ukraine since the military intervention began in February. In a televised address, he added that Russia was fighting against Ukraine war. Sri Lanka's annual inflation rate surged to more than 70% in August as it struggles with its worst economic crisis in over seven decades. Official data also showed food prices rose by 84.6% compared to a year ago. The South Asian nation of 22 million people was plunged into financial and political chaos this year as it faced a shortage of foreign currencies. The country has been unable to afford key imports, including fuel, fertilizer and medicine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Madhes province, Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province and hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Two people got killed in road accidents in Makwanpur and Rukum East, leaving 33 people injured. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba stresses need for NGOs and INGOs of being accountable to society. President Bidya Devi Bhandari highlights the roles of media for making upcoming federal and provincial elections successful. And Ukraine says it lost more than 55,000 personnel in the war against Russia. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.